This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, the number of COVID-19 deaths is more than 160,000, while there are 2.3 million confirmed cases. In the U.S., the death toll is 39,000 and rising, and the number of infections is approximately 740,000. The daily increase in coronavirus deaths in New York has dropped under 550 for the first time in over 2 weeks as hospitalizations continue to decline. But the governor, Andrew Cuomo, warned Saturday that the crisis is far from over. Hospitals are still reporting nearly 2,000 new COVID-19 patients per day. State logged 540 deaths Friday from COVID-19. That is the lowest number since April 1st. For those looking for something to celebrate, however, the state is untangling some red tape around tying the knot. With many marriage bureaus closed, New Yorkers will now be able to get marriage licenses online and wed via video. Countries worldwide are wrestling with when and how to ease the restrictions meant to slow the spread of the coronavirus and rising unemployment as well. Spain, which imposed one of the strictest lockdowns in Europe in mid-March, announced that it will be starting to ease restrictions on children. In the U.S., 17 governors whose states are imposed, one of the, I should say, home to about the half of the country's population, have joined one of three regional pacts meant to smooth the eventual reopening of their economies. Adding to the pressure are protests against stay-at-home orders organized by small government groups and some Trump supporters. In a symbolic nod to normalcy, Vice President Mike Pence delivered a commencement address at the U.S. Naval Force Academy. This is VOA News. Countries worldwide are wrestling with when and how to ease the restrictions meant to slow the spread of the coronavirus amid rising unemployment. Spain, which imposed one of the strictest lockdowns in Europe in mid-March, announced it will start easing restrictions on children again. The Trump administration on Saturday condemned Hong Kong's arrest of 15 activists, including veteran politicians, a publishing tycoon, and senior barristers, describing them as inconsistent with China's international commitments. The raids marked the biggest crackdown on the pro-democracy movement since the beginning of anti-government protests across the former British colony. U.S. President Trump last November signed into law legislation backing protesters in Hong Kong despite angry objections from Beijing. Some U.S. lawmakers are criticizing the airlines who will receive government payroll assistance but are still playing hardball with passengers. The nation's airlines are splitting a $25 billion government aid package to help pay workers and avoid massive layoffs in an industry virtually crippled by travel restrictions because of the new coronavirus. A group of U.S. senators wants the airlines to show some leniency for passengers who canceled trips because of the global pandemic. They say only two discount carriers, Allegiant and Spirit, are offering refunds altogether. The others are handing out travel vouchers, but keeping the cash, which the lawmakers estimate could be about $10 billion of customers' money. The major airlines have to give out refunds if they cancel the flights, but not if the passenger cancels. With the staggering loss of jobs in the retail sector because of virus shutdowns, a trade group is asking that furloughed employees be able to work part-time and still get full unemployment benefits. The Retail Industry Leaders Association, which is a group that includes Home Depot, Best Buy, Walmart, and The Gap, it's asking Congress to allow furloughed and laid-off retail workers to accept part-time assignments without facing a reduction in their state unemployment benefits. Meanwhile, Walmart says it does plan to hire another 50,000 people to meet the surging demand for essentials, on top of 150,000 jobs already added with people desperate for work. Walmart says it's received more than 1 million applicants for the new temporary and part-time jobs. The wife of Tony Award-nominated actor Nick Cordero, who specialized in playing tough guys on Broadway, says that her husband will have to have his right leg amputated after suffering complications from the coronavirus. Amanda Kutz on Instagram said that Cordero had been treated with blood thinners to help with clotting in his leg. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.